The first Mishnah of the Masechta talked about what went on in the Beis HaMikdash during the night time, where exactly the Kohanim would sleep, where the three Kohanim who were on guard duty would guard. The rest of the guards actually would be discussed in Maseches Middos, where all of the other guards would be guarding during the night time, but that's more relevant to the building of the Beis HaMikdash rather than the service which was done in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it's not discussed in any further detail in Maseches Tomid. This Mishnah begins the first procedure of the day called Trumas Hadeshen, the cleaning off of the ashes from the Mizbeach. The one who was appointed to do that day's Trumas Hadeshen would take a shovel onto the top of the Mizbeach, take some ash onto the shovel from the middle of the Mizbeach where there was a fire constantly burning, and he would place that pile of ashes on the side of the Mizbeach. This was the very first procedure done in the Beis HaMikdash every day. Whoever wanted to perform the Trumas Hadeshen that day, to clear off some of the ash of the Mizbeach, Mashkim, he would wake up very early, the Toivel, and go to the Mikveh, immerse himself in the body of water which was in the Beis HaMikdash to purify himself, because before doing any service in the Beis HaMikdash, even if somebody is already pure, he still needs to go to the mikveh in order to purify himself immediately before performing the service of the Beis HaMikdash. And he's got to do all of this, actually, Yoveh HaMemuneh, before the one who is appointed to give out the jobs arrives at the room where the Kohanim was sleeping. At what time would this Kohen who was appointed to give out the jobs arrive? The Mishnah says, Lekol Etim Shavais, it wasn't always the same time. Sometimes he would arrive at the time that the rooster cools out, in the early hours of the morning, around the time of dawn. Or he would arrive at some time very close to there, either just before dawn or just after dawn. It would be roughly around that time, but somebody had to make sure that he was up early enough to ensure that he was ready, having already purified himself in the mikveh before this kohen would arrive. And then the kohen who was appointed to give out the jobs would arrive, the doife kalem, he would knock on the door of the large room where the kohen was sleeping, and the kohen would open up the door for him. Omalohen, the kohen who was giving out the jobs, would say to them, Misha Toval, whoever has been to the mikveh, who's interested in performing today's Trumas Hadeshen, Yovel the office, should come with me in order to be part of the lottery. The way that they would decide who would be the one to merit this great honor of performing the Trumas Hadeshen, just like many of the other services which are performed in the Beis HaMikdash, they would decide it based on a lottery. The Mishnah Maseches Yuma explains in slightly further detail that all of the Kohanim who were interested in performing that service would stand in a large circle, and they would place their finger outwards, and the Kohen who was giving out the job would choose a random very, very high number, and he would go around counting all of the fingers, and whoever the number lands on, he would be the one to merit performing that service. So Efisu, they performed the lottery in that way, that's how they decided, and Zocha Misha Zocha, whoever merited to receive the job, he would be the one to merit to do that job of Trumas Hadeshen. Mishnah Gimel, this Memuneh, who was appointed to give out the jobs in the Beis HaMikdash, he was also the person who was sort of responsible for arranging that each service gets done in its proper time. He was sort of the organizer, almost. And not unless Hamafteach, the Memuneh took the key to get into the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. The first Mishnah of the Masechta taught that the older Koyanim would be holding onto this key during the night time. So the Memuneh would take this key from them, Ufosach Zapishpesh, and he would use it to open up the small door, the Nichnas Beis HaMikdash La'Azara, and he would enter from the large room where the Koyanim slept into the Azara, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. The Nichnas U'Acharov, and the Koyanim entered the courtyard behind him. There were two big torches of fire in their hands because it was very dark. It's very important to realize that the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash was essentially outdoors. The vast majority, in fact, of the services performed in the Beis HaMikdash were done in the courtyard, which was underneath the sky. There was no roof on the majority of the courtyard. Although the truth is, as we're about to see in the Mishnah, surrounding the edges of the courtyard, there were large stone pillars with a stone sort of roof going in between the pillars on top of them. So around the edge of the courtyard, there was a sort of roof where they could place things underneath there when necessary. Be as it may, it was still around dawn time, so it would have been very dark. So they had two torches of fire in their hands to light the way. They split up into two groups. One group would walk on top of the stone roof, which went on top of the stone pillars around the edges of the courtyard. That was the Achsadra. They would walk on the east side, the Elo Holchenbach Sadodei Hamarov, and the other group of Karnim would walk on the west side of the courtyard around the edges on top of these stone pillars. They would continuously check that all of the utensils used in the Beis HaMikdash were in their right place on the sides of the courtyard, until they would reach the area of the chamber of those who would make the chaviten. The chaviten refers to the loaves of bread, which were part of the korban minchas chaviten that the Kohen Gadol would bring every single day. He would bring half of it in the morning, half of it in the afternoon. Be as it may, it was an offering of loaves, and it was made in this chamber. And at that point, Higiu El Vo'elu, both groups met each other at that chamber, after having split off, going in opposite directions, and Omru, each group said to the other, Shalom, Hakol Shalom, there is peace everywhere, everything is complete, nothing's missing. And at that point, Hemidu Oisei Chavitin, Lasis Chavitin, they would set up and appoint those who would be making the loaves for the Minchas Chavitin that day to begin doing so. Misha Dalet, at this point, Misha Zoch Lissim Samiz Beach, the one who had merited in the lottery to perform the Trumas Hadeshen, to clean off some of the ashes from the Mizbeach, Hu Yisrum Samizbeach, he would take the ashes off the Mizbeach at this point. The Heim Oyrim Loi and the other Kohanim who were present would say to him, Hizoher, be careful. Shemot Tiga Bakli, in case you touch the utensil, referring to the shovel, before you purify and prepare your hands and feet from the kiyur. The kiyur was a very large utensil designated for the Kohanim to wash their hands and feet before performing any service in the Beis HaMikdash. Even after they had been to the mikvah and immersed their entire bodies in that body of water, they would still need to sanctify and prepare their hands and feet with water coming from the kiyur. And what these Kohanim were saying to the Kohen who was appointed to do the Trumas Hadeshen is make sure not to touch the shovel before you've washed your hands and feet. Because if you start touching the shovel, you might come to actually just take the shovel. And in the midst of your excitement that you've been the one to merit to perform the Trumas Hadeshen that day, you might end up performing that service on the Mizbeach before preparing your hands and feet with from the kiyur. So to make sure that doesn't happen, you should go straight to the kiyur in order to sanctify your hands and feet. As well as that, the other Kohanim would also tell him, the shovel which you're going to use for the Trumas Hadeshen is currently placed on the corner between the ramp and the Mizbeach itself. The Mizbeach, which stood in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, was made up of essentially one very large cube, which was much taller than the Kohen himself, and there was a ramp which led up to the Mizbeach, and that's how the Kohen would get to the top of the Mizbeach. Now, the width of the cube part of the actual Mizbeach was wider than the width of the ramp leading up towards it. So the ramp was sort of in the middle of the width of the main part of the Mizbeach, and the corner which we're referring to is basically right on the side of the ramp of the Mizbeach, in an area which is still within the width of the Mizbeach cube itself. So they told him that the shovel was situated over there, b'ma'arovei shel kevesh, on the west side of the ramp. They had to tell this to him because usually one wouldn't be able to do Trumas Hadeshen perhaps more than once in his lifetime. There were many Kohanim who wanted to do this. It was a rare occasion that you would be able to get that honor of doing it. So you wouldn't necessarily know where the shovel was. So they had to tell him that's where it was situated. Now, being on the west side of the Mizbeach, that meant that it was within the part of the courtyard which was the closest to the actual building of the Beis HaMikdash. And the truth is, in the area of the courtyard in between the Mizbeach and the building of the Beis HaMikdash, there is a higher level of sanctity in that area of the Beis HaMikdash than there is in the rest of the courtyard. And it's actually forbidden for any Kohen to enter that area of the Beis HaMikdash unless he's performing a service which requires him to go there. It happens to be the Kiyar, where the Kohanim would wash their hands and feet, was also situated there, but you could only go there if you were about to wash your hands and feet from the Kiyar. So the Mishnah says, Ein Adam Nichnas Imay, no other person, no other Kohen would enter that area with him, because he was the only one performing this service of Trumas HaDeshen. So he would go there, V'lo Ner B'yodah, he didn't have a candle in his hand, El Mahalich L'or HaMa'aracha, he would rather walk using the light from the fire of the Mizbeach. Lo Yirayin, I say, the other Kohen would not be able to see him, because he would walk around the Mizbeach, and he would now be situated on the opposite side of the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach was a very large structure, and it blocked their view of seeing the Kohen whilst he was washing his hands from the Kiyar, and his feet. V'lo Shomen Es Kolo, they also wouldn't hear his voice at all. He was barefoot, they wouldn't hear anything. At Sheshomen Kol Ha'etz, until they would hear the noise of the wood, she'osa ben kotin muchni lakiyar, that ben kotin created for the sake of the wheel for the kiyar. The kiyar at night time was lowered down, almost underground, into another body of water. This was so that the water of the which was inside the kiyar wouldn't get invalidated overnight. So it had to be lowered down and be connected to other water, be it as it may. There was some sort of machine with a wooden tool which was used to pull up the kiyar from where it was underneath the ground level upwards. And since this person would be the first one to use the kiyar that day, he would be the one who would need to raise the kiyar up to the level of the courtyard itself. And then it would remain there for the rest of the day. And at that point, when the people heard the noise of the kiyar being raised up, Vehein Omrim, they would call out, even though they couldn't see him, Higia Ace, the time has arrived. This was both signaling the fact that they realized that the Kohen who would be performing the Trumas HaDeshen was ready. All he had to do now was to wash his hands and feet, and then he would go to the top of the Mizbeach to take the shovel of ash. And that also indicated to them that they would have to start getting ready, because as soon as the Trumas HaDeshen would be performed, it would be their turn to be part of the service, as the Mishnayos will go on to describe. At this point, once the kiyar was ready to be used, Kiddush Yod HaVeragdim HaKiyar, the one who would be performing the Trumas HaDeshen would wash his hands and feet from the kiyar, Notal Machdas HaKesef. He would then take the silver shovel, which was situated right next to the ramp and the main part of the Mizbeach, of Olal Rosh HaMizbeach, he walked to the top of the Mizbeach on the ramp, Ufinois HaGecholim Helach VeHelach, he moved the coals about from here to there, Chosom HaMukolis HaPnimiyos, he shoveled up some of the most inner coals in the right in the middle of the fire, V'yorad, and he went down to the bottom of the Mizbeach, holding on to the shovel, Higia LaRitzpah, he arrived at the floor of the courtyard, at the bottom of the ramp, Hofach Ponov LaTzofein, he then turned his face to be facing the northern part of the courtyard, which basically means he totally turned around. If he was walking down the ramp of the Mizbeach, at that point he's facing south, which means that if he arrives at the bottom of the ramp and he turns to face north, he essentially makes a small turn, and he walks along the side of the ramp, now in the opposite direction, northwards. Hilich l'mizrochi shel kevesh, he walked along the eastern side of the ramp, k'eser amos, for a distance of roughly 10 amos. Tzovar segechol mal gabi haritzpah, he emptied out the shovel, and he piled up those coals onto the floor. Rochem in a kevesh leish tfochem, a distance of around 3 tfochem from the ramp of the Mizbeach. And this pile was also the place where Mekom Shinois and Muras Oif was the place where they would place the part of a bird when they brought a bird as a korban, the part of its body which contained some digested food, which was sort of ready to be excrement. They wouldn't burn that on the Mizbeach, of course, and they would place it on the side in this pile. V'dishn Mizbeach apetimi v'amenoira, as well as when they would clean out the ashes from the Mizbeach which stood in the building of the Beis HaMikdash, that was the second Mizbeach which existed in the Beis HaMikdash, as well as when they cleaned the menorah, which contained lights, and it was lit, there were wicks, which had to be cleaned every day, they would also be placed on this pile next to the Mizbeach. Peribes Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnayos continued to talk about the procedures and the process which was done daily in the Beis HaMikdash. Ra'uhu Echov Sheyorad. The other Kohanim saw that the one who performed the Trumas HaDeshen had now come down from the Mizbeach. V'heim Rotzu Va'u. They ran and they came. Miharu V'kidru Dem Ragleim in Akiyar. They hurriedly washed their hands and feet from the Kiyar themselves. Not on some agrafos, they themselves now took other shovels, vesatsinoros, and the sort of forks, which they would use to take out parts of the things which were burning on the fire on the Mizbeach. Volulosh HaMizbeach, they went up to the top of the Mizbeach. Ho'ivoyim v'hapedorim, shalonis aklumim bo'erev, the limbs and the fats which had been burning during the night time, but they hadn't been fully burnt. Soinkin oisam l'tzidereh HaMizbeach, they would move them slightly to the sides of the Mizbeach, out of the fire, so that they would be able to rebuild the fire for it to be much stronger for the rest of the day's korbanos to be burnt there. It may not start in Machziken if the side of the Mizbeach, on top of the Mizbeach, but the side of that top area of the Mizbeach, if that wasn't enough room to store temporarily all of these parts which hadn't yet been burnt fully, then Sojin Osan Basoivev, they arranged them on the Soivev. The Soivev was a part of the Mizbeach, sort of halfway upwards, where there was a sort of ledge. The Mizbeach was built in such a way that it went a bit inwards, halfway up, which meant there would be a kind of ledge going around the Mizbeach. So they would place these parts on that Soivev, this ledge going around the Mizbeach, a la Kevesh, or on the ramp of the Mizbeach if there wasn't enough room. And that way they would be able to rebuild the fire so that it would be much stronger, as the coming Mishnayos will explain.